And let's talk now to Foreign Affairs Minister Charlie Flanagan, who's joining us from our relocated studio in Athlone Institute of Technology. Good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon, Anya.
The Taoiseach was speaking at the weekend at that EU Council meeting about the European Union's solidarity with Ukraine. Even if there are new sanctions within the week, as we heard there from Evan Ostrzyniuk, it's not going to be enough to stop separatist forces on the ground.
I very much agree. The situation in Ukraine is extremely volatile, and it's important that we note as members of the EU that the EU itself is a forum for peace, a forum for stability. And the net point here is that we cannot stand by while the country is being destabilised by militants. Equally, I regard the solution as being political, and this is what the EU is working towards. As the Taoiseach has said, the European Council supports the Poroshenko peace plan. We want a viable ceasefire. We want, obviously, the release of some hostages, and it's important that the trilateral talks, to which your previous speaker made mention of, in Minsk, continue. They will involve parties from the European Union, from Russia, and from the Ukraine. We regard, and indeed from the Irish perspective, we regard the incursion by Russia as being an act of aggression. You can call it annexation, invasion, but the reality is that this is an international act of aggression, which is contrary to law and which must stop.
You say that, and you describe the EU as a forum for peace, but against the determination of Russia and Mr. Putin, it might seem to be a forum pretty much for inaction so far. And the question is whether diplomacy is something that's going to work with Mr. Putin, or whether the only thing he'll accept is appeasement.
Well, we would see the solution as being political, and this is what we're working towards. There is the matter of sanctions, and indeed it's true to say, and I'm somewhat concerned about the impact of the Russian sanctions for Irish farmers. And nevertheless,
637 billion, isn't that our trade, the value of our trade with Russia?
Yes, and the EU Commission is pursuing further technical work on the implications of a wider range of sanctions.
So even if the sanctions don't work, Minister, in terms of changing Mr. Putin's mind, they're certainly going to have an impact on businesses and on jobs here.
I am, but I'm optimistic about the sanctions working against Mr. Putin. I'm conscious about the impact here, and my colleague Minister for Agriculture, Minister Coveney, will be attending a meeting of the EU Council of Agriculture Ministers next week in order to ensure that we can look at fresh markets. But the reality, as far as Ukraine is concerned, that the volatile situation, to my mind, can only be eased by a political and diplomatic solution rather than a military solution.
Now, Minister Coveney, of course, talking this morning about the need for the UN to redefine its mission in the Golan, because circumstances there have changed so drastically with the Syrian conflict. The concern for Ireland, of course, is the safety of our troops. But if we're to achieve that, is the only safe option ultimately going to be withdrawal?
Well, there is a review underway, and I think it would be premature of me to make a statement in advance of that review. Let me say, however, and join with Minister Coveney in saying that the safety of our troops, their health and welfare, is obviously a priority. The Irish troops in the area are very well equipped. They're highly trained. That review is underway, and Minister Coveney, I expect, will be briefing Cabinet on the matter on Wednesday.
And given the fighting that's been going on the Syrian side of the border, and the danger indeed that some UN troops have found themselves in, has there been any assistance or support of any kind from Israel while all of this has been going on?
Yes, I think it's true to say that there has been, and that in itself is welcome. Our priority.
What kind of logistical?
Yes, on the ground, for the first time in some time, there has been the active cooperation of the IDF, and that's most welcome.
Coordinated artillery fire, measures like that?
Well, more on the intelligent front and keeping all parties fully informed on what is a very volatile and extremely difficult situation on the ground. We're pleased, however, to note that the safety, health and welfare of the Irish troops is being preserved.
So on the one hand, Israel is being of assistance, as you say, to Irish troops there as part of the peace mission. On the other hand, we have Fianna Fáil, condemning the Israeli land expansion in the West Bank, saying it's totally unacceptable and against international law. If you're relying on Israeli help to keep our troops safe, how free are you to condemn what they've done in the West Bank?
Oh, absolutely no hesitation, Anya, in opposing in the strongest possible terms the expansion by the Israelis into new settlements. This is an illegal act under international law. At this most sensitive time in the region, the focus must be on the peace talks, must be on building on the ceasefire which was announced last week, a viable two-state solution in the region, which will ultimately allow Israelis and Palestinians live in peace and prosperity. One of the difficulties with the expansion of the illegal settlements is that it will bring into question the entire viability of the ultimate two-state solution. This is wrong, it's unacceptable, and this morning I've been in touch with the Israeli authorities outlining the position of the Irish government in that regard.
All right. And finally, that letter from former American President Jimmy Carter urging speedier action from Ireland on sex trafficking legislation. How embarrassing is it that a former United States president has to urge such speed on members of the Oireachtas?
Not at all. I wouldn't see it as being an embarrassment. Jimmy Carter has an important role to play in this regard. He's been in contact with a number of governments. I haven't actually seen the content of his letter, but I do know that my colleague, the Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, is conducting a review on the criminal law sexual offences legislation, and you can be sure that the points made by Jimmy Carter to Irish TDs will be taken into consideration in the context of that review.
And promptly?
I expect that there hasn't been a meeting of Cabinet over the past 4 weeks. I would expect the Minister for Justice to report to Cabinet colleagues on this issue as early as Wednesday.
All right. Foreign Affairs Minister Charlie Flanagan, thank you very much indeed from joining us from our relocated studio in the Athlone Institute of Technology.